Alrighty, let's turn our attentions to the Central Goldfield Shire and matters thereof. Lucy Roffey, CEO, joins us. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And your good self.
Yes, well, it's a really lovely day again today, so looking forward to getting out and about.
Yeah. So, Carisbrook levy funding.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to you a couple of times about Carisbrook levy. We just recently awarded a tender for the end of Stage 3. But exciting news this week, the federal member for the Mallee, Anne Webster, announced that through the National Flood Mitigation Infrastructure Program, we've been awarded $1.2 million, which will help us complete Stage 4 of the funding. So Council has $600,000 of its own funds to put towards that in the budget for next year. And it means that we can do the last really important part of the levy, the bit that really makes the whole thing work. And we'll be able to do those works next year. So it's very exciting news for the Carisbrook community.
So I was thinking, actually, if you've got four parts or three parts of a levy, unless till you get the last bit, it's not really a levy, is it? You've got the
It's not really, and actually it's quite complicated, because if you build the wrong bits first, you can just make everything worse, of course. So a lot of thought had to go into which parts you could build without actually causing more flooding somewhere. So
oh, that's good.
That's why we've done what we've done to date and just left this last bit, because this is the last bit will really be the one that holds back the water that comes over land in a 1 in 100 year flood.
Yeah, so good thinking, and I'll take note of that in case I ever happen to be building a levee to know which bits.
Build half.
Yeah, exactly.
The good thing about levies is they just put the water to someone else. Hey, Les, talking of water, there's a touch-free water fountain in Princess Park.
Yeah, well, this is part of some of the works we're doing for Energy Breakthrough, which is in November this year, and we're still planning to run Energy Breakthrough, although, COVID safe, so it will be a slightly different event. But we received the money from the Regional Development Crisis Committee of Cabinet Infrastructure Fund for Energy Breakthrough, and we're doing some significant works in terms of technology, and we'll probably talk about that in the next couple of weeks. But we're also just doing some other improvements around the precinct. So we've put in a touch-free water fountain. We've had a one recently in near the Princess Park Pavilion, but this one's over in the Jubilee Oval near the club rooms there. So they're now designing them as touchless, of course, because of COVID, and we're hoping to put some more in around the precinct as well, so that when we've got all of those students in Energy Breakthrough, that they can access safe drinking water.
I've actually had a go of one of these in at the Bendigo Writers' Festival. They're really handy. You get your bottle or your refillable, cup or whatever, and you just don't even have to touch the thing. You just wave your hand in the general direction. And it's such a good way of not throwing plastic away, isn't it?
Well, we'd really like to make the Energy Breakthrough event completely plastic-free, and we know that a lot of the teams bring in water, so there are plans to have quite a lot of water available across the site for, so not just, filling up a water bottle, but during Energy Breakthrough, there are lots and lots of competitors camping and all that sort of thing. So there's a lot of water that's used on site, and a lot of the teams bring in their own water, and we're hoping to have more water available on site so that we don't have to have as much disposable plastic bottles thrown away. Yeah.
I think we should go back to those camping enamel mugs. Those enamel mugs? I think they're great.
I've got one of those.
They're fantastic.
Well, I will add to that. Do you remember the old water bags that were made out of Hessian? And, of course, the water leaking through it actually kept them cold.
Yeah, that was before the First World War. Right?
Yeah, I know. My parents told me about it. Always touchy today, because I forgot his birthday, Lucy. That's what it is.
She forgot. I see more of this man than I do my own wife, and he forgot my birthday.
I forget my own birthday, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Lucy, have a great week. Thanks very much for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Good on you, Lucy Roffey from Central Goldfield Shire on the Wake Up Call.